Good morning. I'm Melissa Long here at the CNN Center in Atlanta. It's a Friday, October 16th, and here are some of the stories that are making news right now. Speculation is growing about whether Thursday's runaway balloon story in Colorado was a hoax. Initially, Falcon Heaney's family said they feared the six-year-old had climbed inside this homemade balloon, which then took off and floated some 50 miles. Police launched a huge search and rescue operation, only to find the six-year-old was actually hiding in the attic of his home. Authorities say the ordeal was not faked, but last night on CNN's Larry King Live, Falcon said he didn't come out because it was for the show. Some wonder if that was reference to a reality television program the family has appeared on or the media coverage of the runaway balloon. Three missing hikers were found Wednesday stranded on a ledge above a waterfall at California's Kings Canyon National Park. A rescue helicopter spotted them. They had been missing since Monday and had an emotional reunion with family yesterday. Pakistan was hit with another round of deadly and brazen violence. Today's target, police officers in Peshawar. 13 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside the gates of a police station. In the past couple of weeks, terrorist attacks have killed more than 150 people across Pakistan. Indonesia has been rocked again by an earthquake. The trembler hit around 7:30 Eastern time, shaking the buildings in the capital, Jakarta. No sign of visible damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a magnitude of 6.3. The epicenter was out at sea, about 115 miles from Jakarta. So far, no tsunami warning has been issued. It is the latest in a series of quakes that has rattled Indonesia recently. More than 1,000 people are believed to have died after twin earthquakes destroyed buildings in Padang just over 2 weeks ago. The boss of Bank of America, he's not going to get paid this year. Chief Executive Ken Lewis won't get a bonus and must pay back $1 million he's already earned for 2009. This move was suggested by the U.S. Treasury's pay czar, Kenneth Feinberg. Lewis is still going to be more than capable of making ends meet. He has a $53 million pension waiting for him when he retires at the end of the year. You're up to date. Those are the headlines. Do stay with us here at CNN and CNN.com for more on these stories or other news that develops today.